Ladies and gentlemen, Life with the Lions. Once again, we'd like you to meet the Lion family.
I'm Richard Lyon.
I'm Barbara Lyon.
I'm Old Man Lyon.
And I'm Baby Daniel Lyon.
And here they are in Home Sweet Home.
Help me put my skis in the hall cupboard.
There's no room in there. Put them in the basement.
I can't. Daddy's growing mushrooms down there.
Oh.
Besides, I want my skis in the house.
But you won't be using them. Winter's over. There won't be any snow until July or August at the earliest.
Oh, please, Mother, let's open the hall cupboard. We can squeeze them in.
Now, wait a minute. You heard your mother. There isn't any more room in there.
Honestly, Daddy, this house is just too small. There isn't room for anything anymore.
Nonsense. Scatter the stuff around. We've got plenty of cupboards, haven't we, Bebe?
Ben Lyon, in the entire history of the world, there's never been such a thing as enough cupboards.
Oh, Mr. Lyon, then it'll be a wee bit late.
Why, what's the matter, Aggie?
Oh, it's that kitchen of mine. I'm having a great deal of trouble with a persistent little drip.
Well, tell Richard to get out of there.
No, it's the hot water tap. And another thing, that kitchen's too small to work in.
Oh, come now, it's not as small as all that.
Oh, yes, it is. When I'm in the kitchen and I want to go into the pantry or the dining room, I stay right where I am.
No, wait a minute. Stop exaggerating.
I'm not exaggerating. And you'll have to do something about it if you want me to stay.
She's right. We've outgrown this house.
All of a sudden, the house is no good. The furniture's no good. I'm no good.
Nobody said anything about the furniture.
Huh?
Hi, family.
Oh, Richard. What's happened to you?
Oh, my poor baby. Look at your clothes and your eye.
Well, I'm sorry, Ma. I got into a fight.
Richard Lyon, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. It's a wonder I have any friends at all with a hoodlum for a brother.
Who's a hoodlum?
You are.
Oh, yeah? Is that so?
Yeah, that's so.
Oh, yeah?
Richard, wait a minute. Never mind the brilliant repartee.
Mother, I'll set the table.
All right, dear.
Now, Richard, tell me, what happened?
I got into a fight, that's all.
You don't just get into a fight. Something happens, then you get into a fight. Now, what happened?
Well, this new kid, he's a show-off. I wouldn't take it. That's how it happened.
Well, now I understand. There's only one thing that isn't quite clear. What happened?
Well, this boy sneaked up behind me, got down on his knees, and when he hollered, gang-ho, his friend pushed me over, and I ended up in a fish pond. So I hit him.
Oh, that's terrible. Your father and I don't approve of fighting, do we, dear?
We certainly do not. Fighting is no way to settle things. It's not the... Richard?
Yes, Pop?
Who won?
Ben!
I mean, what happened to the other fella's eye?
I closed it.
Good boy.
You're setting a fine example.
Oh, sorry, dear. Listen, son, don't ever let me hear of you fighting again. You hear?
Okay, Pop.
Because if you get into another fight, your dad will get very, very mad. I certainly will.
Your father may take this lightly, but I don't. Remember, Richard, don't let me catch you fighting again.
Don't worry, Ma. I won't let you catch me.
Good. Now I'm going upstairs and run a bath for you.
Well, now, son, that your mother's gone, tell me more about the fight.
Well, it was pretty tough at first. He hit me, then I hit him. And then he started to hit me with three hands.
Three?
Yeah, he was using one of mine.
Ben! The roof is leaking!
Well, don't get so excited. We'll have Wimple come over and put a patch on it.
It doesn't need a patch. It needs another roof.
Now the roof is no good.
Don't be funny. Every time it rains, the water pours all over my dressing table. How long is this going to go on?
How do I know? I'm no weather prophet.
Oh.
She's mad at me.
Ben!
What do you want, my little turtle dove?
What are you so happy about?
Well, why shouldn't I be happy? I've got a wonderful wife and two fine kids who have a really magnificent father.
Well, I'm not happy. try to figure out a way to get all these clothes into these little cupboards.
Oh, poor, poor BB.
Now, I've stopped that smiling. It isn't funny.
Well, come here, you gorgeous creature.
Now, Ben.
Do you realize I haven't been kissed since breakfast?
Ben, these tiny cupboards.
Slowly, slowly he turned, and as a fair maiden shrunk before his embrace.
Ben! Ben, Aggie's in the dining room.
Well, let her get her own boyfriend. He pursued her into the innermost depths of the cupboard. And then, marriage license in hand, he whispered...
Stop clowning. I want to talk to you about the storage space.
Do not spurn me, he said. I love you not for your money, but for your storage space.
Look, for the last time...
Marry me, he murmured, and someday... Someday we'll hear the patter of tiny little cupboards.
Oh, you're an idiot.
Oh, I know, but I'm such a lovable idiot.
Oh, let me answer the door. That must be Florrie. Oh,
I knew I was too happy.
I'm coming. Phoebe, darling.
Florrie, darling. Sit down, honey.
I come.
Why not?
You haven't opened the door yet.
Oh, dear me. I'm just a silly little 32-year-old girl. Oh, what do I forget next?
Your real age.
Florrie, I'll open the door.
Oh, thank you, darling.
I've just been telling Ben that we need a larger house.
What does the size matter? As long as it's on a hilltop.
A hilltop?
Yes, there's nothing like it. Oh, how I love to stand on a hilltop and feel the caress of the north wind kissing my cheeks.
Florrie, I've got news for you. If the north wind kisses your cheeks, it's because it got snowblind passing an iceberg.
Oh, why do you always have to say things like that to her?
I enjoy it.
Anybody at home?
We're in here, Mr. Wimple.
Well, good afternoon, all.
Hey, Wimple, you look worried.
I am, Mr. Elf. What I have to say to you is very difficult. You see, you're such an old neighbor of mine. Such a very old neighbor. In fact, you must be the oldest neighbor in the neighborhood.
Thanks, kid.
What's bothering you, Mr. Wimple?
Well, now, would you consider selling your house?
Someone wants to buy our house?
That's right, yes. You see, I do a bit of real estate business on the side. And I have a client who wants to move into this district to be near his shop.
Well, thank you, but we're not moving. Besides, where could we find another house?
Oh, I can get you a big house in the suburbs for the same price as my client is willing to pay for yours.
Well, has the house in the suburbs got a lot of cupboard space?
Oh, yes, blimey. It's the first house I've ever seen that's got cupboards inside the cupboards.
Well, how did you hear about this house?
In the paper. Then I went out and took a butcher's. Listen, I'll read you the advert. Now, detached house offered for sale by lady with boiler installed in basement. She also has a large front area and an enormous annex.
Sounds like quite a woman. Might be Florrie.
Well, now, how about your house? Will you sell?
No, thanks.
Well, why don't you go and take a look? It's bigger than your house.
Well, it's not a bad idea. Bibi's been saying how crowded we are.
I didn't mean we were that crowded.
Well, look, here's the address. You go on, toodaloo.
So long, Whipple. Come on, honey, let's drive over there. Oh, Barbara, will you tell Richard to get the car ready?
All right, Daddy.
Have you checked the car, son?
I've checked the water, the oil, and the gas bag.
Well, with the new price of petrol, I'm glad I kept the old gas bag. You know, it's pretty foggy. You better check the lights.
Well, I already did. The offside headlight needs a new wick.
Oh, well. Well, thanks for telling me. I'll get one. I'll get a new one after we've seen the house.
Come on, Barbara, get in.
Daddy, why don't you get a new car?
And what's wrong with this car, may I ask?
It looks like the answer to the needs test.
Well, for your information, young lady, they don't build cars like this anymore.
They don't build covered wagons either. Come on, Mother, I'll open the door. All right. Now, you sit on this side, dear, and I'll hold the door on.
Well, the trouble with you two is you don't look beneath the surface. Do you know there's more metal in this car than any 1952 model?
There is, huh?
There certainly is. You see this body? I'll admit it's a little banged up, but listen to this. That's good, honest metal.
Pop!
And have you seen the wings they're putting on the new cars? They're tinny and cheap.
Pop!
But on this car, well, just listen to this. Oh, Richard, grab it!
Too late.
Solid.
And Wimple said it was going to last. He doesn't know any more about fixing a car than your mother does.
I didn't do anything.
Charging me 16 shillings to put a wing back on, and he doesn't even use a good grade of sticky plaster.
I'll stick it back on.
All right, I'll crank her up. Oh, thank goodness it's lost that nasty cough. Well, I guess I spoke too soon.
Oh, Daddy, before we start, I wish you'd fix the car roof. It's embarrassing the way it flops up and down in the wind.
But, yes, but how are we going to fix it?
Well, if we had a piece of string, we could tie it down to the windscreen, if we had a windscreen.
Don't talk silly.
See, maybe we could strap the roof down like we did before.
No, it used to be very uncomfortable wearing that chin strap.
Oh, look. Skippy's sitting on the bonnet.
Oh, hold on, Skippy. I'm going to crank the car again.
Well, come on, Skippy. I'll put you back on the porch.
Oh, listen to that cat purr.
Well, that's the motor. It started again.
Oh, well, hurry and jump in, son. Well, now we're moving.
Oh, step on it, Daddy.
What do you mean, step on it? The speedometer's pointing to 45 now.
Yeah, but it was pointing to 40 when we were standing still.
Now, stop being ridiculous.
How far is it to the new house?
About 5 miles. We should be there in no time.
Oh, look, Daddy, look. This is where we turn.
I know, I know.
Oh!
Oh, don't be scared, dear. I was only skidding. Oh, dear. I made a flivver.
Don't drive so fast, dear.
I won't.
Say, there's a house that looks exactly like ours.
It is ours. We aren't out of our driveway yet.
Oh, fine, fine. We'll get there by midnight.
Daddy, right ahead.
I see it, I see it. We're here, BB.
Well, it's about time. Switch off the engine.
I will.
Gosh, it sounds homesick.
Why did we take so long to get here?
Well, the wind was against us.
Come on now, let's get out. Oh! Oh, it's a wonderful-looking house, isn't it, Mother?
Outside, yes, but inside it's worse than ours. No cupboards, small rooms, leaky taps, everything.
Well, how can you tell without even looking inside?
Oh, I can tell. I've got a sixth sense, haven't I, Dan?
Yeah, it's the other five you've never been able to find. Oh, ring the doorbell, Richard.
Okay.
Oh, my, doesn't that sound romantic?
How do you like that? Now she's in love with a doorbell.
Oh, well, of all the...
Now, quit, kids, quit. Somebody's coming.
Good afternoon.
We came to look at the house.
Oh, yes, I've been expecting you. Mr. Wimple telephoned me. This way, please.
Oh, thank you.
Boy, look at the size of this lounge.
Yes, it's the biggest one I've ever seen.
Oh, this isn't the lounge. This is only the front hall. The lounge is that big room over there.
Gee, I'm glad I didn't sell my roller skates.
What about cupboards?
Wait a minute. I'll press this button.
Oh.
There. What do you think of that cupboard?
The last time I was in a place that size, I caught a train to Brighton.
We have cupboards like this in every room.
Well, what about the dining room?
Madam, I assure you, the dining room is beautiful. It's without a flaw.
Really? How do you like that, Beth? What do you walk on?
Oh, baby, please. Tell me, how old is this house?
Just 2 years old. It was built for Ava Gardner.
Where's the heating plant?
He said the house was built for Ava Gardner.
Now, here's a very nice room with an adjoining.
Adjoining what?
I don't know. We've never opened that door.
Well, what about the furniture?
It goes with the house. Upstairs, we have a bed that Lord Nelson slept in.
That's nothing. Lord Nelson had a bed that Ben Lyon slept in.
Well, cut that out.
What about the garden?
It's a very large garden with a swimming pool.
Only one?
Oh, well,
I was really looking for a garden with two swimming pools and two diving boards.
Well, how about one swimming pool and one tennis court?
Oh, my goodness, no. I wouldn't want to dive off a diving board and hit my head on a tennis court.
You mean again?
Well, you must admit this house is lovely. It's much nicer than ours, eh, Barbara?
Yes.
Richard?
Yeah.
B.B.?
Yes.
Well, after all that enthusiasm, let's go home and think it over. Aggie, we're home.
Oh, good. I'm just getting the dinner ready.
Now, all of you were very quiet on the way home. What have you got to say about the house, Phoebe?
Well, if a husband wants to throw his wife out of her own home, what has she got to say?
No, wait a minute. This whole thing wasn't my idea. You were the one who was complaining about how small our house is. I was just trying to think of the rest of you, and now nobody wants to move.
I can change my mind, can't I?
I wish you would.
Ma's right. If we moved, I'd never see Mary again.
What are you talking about? The house is only 30 minutes from here.
Oh, yes, but I have to take two buses. And with a new fare, think what it would cost.
In a few minutes.
Good. Let's not make up our minds about the house until tomorrow. I'll drive Aggie over in the morning. Maybe after she's seen it, she'll convince you all.
I don't like the house.
What do you mean you don't like it? You haven't even seen it.
I don't have to see it. I don't like it because Mr. McGonagall, the greengrocer, isn't round the corner.
But it's got a brand new furnace. You've always said ours was no good.
Well, what's a furnace in London? You only use it 11 months out of the year. Well, I'll away and serve the dinner.
I give up.
Ben, if you have anything to say, I wish you'd say it.
All right, I have something to say. I think we're all making a big mistake
to... How do you feel about it, Barbara?
Well, I don't want to move because Bill Clinker wouldn't live up the street.
And you, Bebe? Well, I know this sounds silly. But after all, Bebe, this is our house. The only real home we've ever known, and I love every broken down inch of it. I agree with you, Bebe. Now, Ben, what were you going to say?
Nothing.
Couldn't that have waited?
As a matter of fact, I'm glad you like your home so much. I'll tell Wimple the whole thing's off.
Oh, good.
Thank you, Daddy.
Me too. For a while, I thought I'd never see Mary again.
Yes, and can you imagine what it would be like without Florrie coming over every day?
Florrie? Oh, wait a minute.
Ben, it's all settled.
If we moved, we wouldn't have to see Florrie every day. We probably wouldn't have to see her at all.
Ben, where are you going?
To call Wimple and tell him to bring his client right over.
Hi, Mother.
Hello, dear.
Say, what's worrying you?
Nothing, nothing.
There is two. What is it? A man or a woman?
Neither. It's your father.
Mind to sell the house?
Yes. Just as soon as Mr. Wimple brings his client over.
Then there's still time to work on him.
Well, we better start working. Here he comes.
Well, let's do it. We rehearsed. One, two, three.
Be ever so humble, there's no place like home.
Now, wait a minute. You can all stop that. I'm selling the house.
Oh. Come on, kids. We'll go into our dear little kitchen.
All right. Okay, Ma.
Come in.
Hello, Miss Rill.
Oh, hello, Wimple. Come in.
Thanks. Now, this is the man who wants to buy your house, Ernie Longacre.
Oh, glad to meet you, Mr. Longacre.
Well, so this is Lorne, eh? Lorne in the Daniels Den, eh? How's the family, or should I say, how's the rest of the zoo? I bet you haven't heard that before.
Not recently, no.
Oh, very funny. Shake hands, Lon. Put it there. Did you see that made him jump, Wimple? Old Ben jumped a foot. this Ann Butter gets them every time.
Now, see here, Mr. Longacre.
Oh, come on now. Let's not be formal. Just call me Long for short.
Oh, pretty good, eh?
Long, short. But that awful bore on the radio says I made a funny.
Very good, very good. Oh, BB, Mr. Wimple and Mr. Longacre are here.
Oh, hello, Mr. Wimple.
Hello, this is Mr. Longacre, Mrs. Elf.
Well, how do you do, Mr. Longacre?
Shake hands, put it there. Get them all, big and small. Oh. See, BB, it's a little Ann Butter. All more fun than a barrel of monkeys.
Mr. Longacre, I thought you wanted to talk about the house.
Yeah, so I did. So this is the dump you're trying to get rid of. Can't say I blame you. You won't find a mud like me once in a million years. Have a cigar, Lime.
No, thank you. Maybe you'd like to...
Oh, go on. Take one. Pure Havana. Milder than the baby's kiss. Give him a lock, Wimple. A year from now, Lime, you won't know this dump. I'm going to rip it all apart and put it back together again. Do it right. Knock down a few walls. Tear out all this old-fashioned junk. Make it look like something. Yes, that's the way I like to do things. Big. Good cigar, eh, Lime?
Oh, yes, yes, it's fine, thank you. Look, Mr. Longacre, I've been trying to tell you that...
Blew up right in his face! Look at him, he's gone purple! Oh, those pink cigars kill me.
Mummy, you have gone purple, Mr. Hill.
Oh, Ma, about the house.
Oh, Richard, this is Mr. Longacre, the man who's buying our house, and don't shake hands with him. Oh.
Come now, Bebe, I wouldn't do that to a little shaver. I've got a son of my own. Just his size. Nice boy.
I'll bet.
Have you really got a boy my age?
That's right. He loves gardening. Grew this rose in my buttonhole.
Say, that's pretty.
You bet it is. Smell it.
Okay. Yikes! It squirted water in my eye.
Ah, that gets the kids every time.
Very funny. Ha ha.
Oh, well, I'm hungry. Now, don't tell me where the kitchen is. I'll find it myself. I wonder if your cook smoked cigars.
I'll go in and warn her. Tell her.
I'll say, Lon, I don't like this wallpaper. It doesn't hang right.
Nonsense, that wallpaper's all right.
Now, it's loose. Look. See, it was loose. I'll be back in a minute.
Wimple, we've got to do something fast. We can't leave poor Bebe in there alone with him. Those jokes of his will drive her out of her mind.
Relax, Mr. L. She can take it. She's been listening to your jokes for years and years. And she's still as normal as... Oh, you're right. Let's hurry. Mr. L., how's your headache?
He's still in the kitchen wolfing up our food.
Yeah, him and his jokes. I never realized he was such a twerp.
Say, I've got an idea. Remember the trick I told you Richard got caught with? Gang-ho?
What, you mean the one where a person kneels down and the other person pushes the victim in the pond?
Yes, sir. Would you care to join me?
It would be a pleasure, Mr. L.
Oh, Longacre, come here a minute, will you? Can't do without the fun, boy, eh? Well, I'm going to give you a real laugh in a minute.
You are?
Yes. I just sprinkled some sneezing powder on a pile of plates in the kitchen. Oh, wait till your cook picks them up. And she'd only just washed them, too.
Oh, very funny, very funny. Say, Longacre, I'd like to show you our lily pond. It's really quite beautiful.
Oh, all right, but how about a little drink first?
But you've already had three. Surely you can't be thirsty.
Oh, no. This is just my red tie hanging out. Oh, I'll be the death of me yet.
You're just saying that to cheer us up.
Well, now, look. Come with us and see the lily pond, Longacre. We'll never regret it.
But I want a drink.
But don't worry. We'll see you get a big drink. A very big drink.
Oh, Ben!
I'm in here, dear. Oh, Wimple, you take Longacre out to the pond. I'll join you in a minute.
Okie doke. Come on, Longacre.
Righty-ho.
Oh, Ben, that horrible man and his sneezing powder. He's even got poor Skippy sneezing.
Oh, poor Skippy. How do you feel now? Oh, dear. Don't worry, Skippy. He won't be playing any more jokes. I'm going out in the garden and push him in the lily pond.
Push him in the pond. Now, wait a minute. That's going too far. I admit he's a horrible man, but there's no reason for you to be a silly, vulgar, ridiculous bully. And I forbid you to do it. Do you understand me?
Oh, all right. I'll go out and bring him back.
Ben.
Yes?
The deep end is on the far side.
Oh, thanks, honey.
Oh, here we are, Mr. L.
Oh, looking in the garden over, eh, Longacre?
Oh, nice crop of weeds you got here.
Thanks. Look, here's my lily pond.
Is that a lily pond? Looks more like a leaking tap.
Well, you should never judge a lily pond by the first glance. Things always look different under the surface.
Oh, by the way, Longy, the view from here is marvelous. Now, just turn around and have a look.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking, but I don't see anything.
You will in a minute. Ready, Wimple.
Hey, come down. Gang ho!
Happy landing!
Oh! He's in. Now she blows.
Ben, you gave him a terrible push. You're a brutal, horrible, nasty, clever man.
Lord, now if I can't climb out of this pool.
Yes, we'd better get him out before he poisons the goldfish.
I'll pull you out. One, two, three.
Lord, this is a blooming disgrace. I'm soaked to the skin.
Oh, this is terrible. Wimple, Longacre will catch pneumonia. We can't let him stand here shivering in his wet clothes.
You're right. I'll go and get his hat.
I've never been so insulted in all my life.
Don't know many people, huh?
I'm leaving, and I'm not coming back. Goodbye.
Good. Well, there he goes.
Yes, and to think we nearly sold him our beautiful old house. Look, there's Florrie in her garden.
So it is. Dear old Florrie. Yoo-hoo.
Yoo-hoo. Honey, now, please.
Oh, don't worry. Florrie, darling.
Ben, darling. Beautiful evening, isn't it, Ben?
It certainly is, neighbor.
Ben, I love this old house of ours, don't you?
Yes, dear, even if it is small.
Well, there's something to be said about a small house.
Really? I thought we'd said it all.
I mean, it keeps families closer together.
You're right, baby. Say, where's Richard?
Oh, he's not home from school yet.
You know, Ben, I'm awfully glad you gave him that talk about not fighting anymore. He takes a lot of notice of what you tell him.
You think so?
Mother's right, Daddy. He listens to you because he thinks you're the smartest, most wonderful man in the world.
Well, the kid's got good taste.
Yes, I only hope he grows up to be as modest as you are, dear.
Well, I... Huh?
Hi, family. How are things?
Oh, just fine. Richard, what's happened to your eye?
Well, I got in another fight.
Oh, the same boy?
Yes.
And the same eye. Why don't you learn to duck?
Well, I did duck, but he hit me when I was coming up again.
Oh, I'm ashamed of you. And after you promised not to fight again, you're getting to be nothing but a little ruffian. Why can't you learn to get along with people?
I tried to, Ma. We were going to shake hands and make friends. And then he used one of those hand buzzers on me.
Well, that's the... Richard, this young boy's name wouldn't be Longacre, would it?
That's right.
Well, how's his eye?
I closed both of them this time.
Oh. Good for you!
Why, baby!
That was Life with the Lyons, with B.B. Daniels and Ben Lyon, with their children, Barbara and Richard. Also in this recording were Doris Rogers, Molly Ware, Horace Percival, David Enders, and Hugh Morton. Scripts by B.B. Daniels, Bob Block, and Bill Harding. BBC Variety Orchestra was conducted by Paul Fenlay, with incidental music by Arthur Wilkinson. Production by Tom Ronald.